This is episode number 2 of the Eric No podcast. Welcome to all my loyal listeners who've stuck around from episode number 1 and are now here for the wonderful, illustrious episode number 2. Today's episode is going to be another masterpiece. The difference, however, is it's going to be me talking 110%. No moil this week, no interviews this week, none of that. It's just going to be me talking. What can possibly be better than that? Nothing. I know, that's what you're thinking. I just said it for you. You have nothing, you don't have to think. You just have to listen. Let me take you on a ride, on a journey. This is going to be a lot of fun. I need to say that, again, I am in my bathroom. Why am I in my bathroom? Again, even though the audio comes out somewhat disturbed. I'll tell you why. Because when I'm on the toilet, I am most comfortable. I mentioned that last week. Also, I had a lot of spicy food last night, and my stomach has been just on fire. Hold up one second. Okay. Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay, I got that out of there. That's going to happen periodically throughout the rest of the program. However, I will say that I am somewhat hopeful that the audio comes out a little bit better today because I am flanked. I'm not that bright, and I don't understand how things work in the world. For instance, I had assumed if I come into a confined space that the audio would come out perfectly, like professional broadcasting equipment we're talking about. That was my brilliant assumption. It turned out, however, that it sounded quite awful if you listened to it last week. So, excuse me, just burped a little bit. This week I am flanked by 2 plush blankets and a pillow. This has to do with the fact that apparently when you speak, you produce this thing called sound, and sound actually has physical properties. So when it bounces off walls, it creates a distortion, a hard surface. But when it bounces off soft surfaces, it doesn't do the same thing. I had no idea. I'm not an intelligent human being. Okay? And just to note, I'm not an intelligent human being, but I'm smarter than most of the population. Now that should frighten you. You should be very afraid. Anyways, I want to get into some very, very fun discussion, but I have to preface this discussion. I have to give a little bit of a warning. It's going to be quite disturbing. It's going to be of a sexual, salacious nature. I need to speak about some things, so if you are offended, I apologize profusely in advance. And if you could see me rolling my eyes, you wouldn't take that apology seriously. The reason why I'm only going to speak today is because I am a little bit under the weather. I don't feel too well. And I don't have a whole lot prepared. In the future, meaning next week, I'm going to have a mind-blowing episode. This episode could very well change the course of human history. Next week's episode I'm talking about. Next week's episode, I'm going to hold off for right now on talking about what next week's episode is going to be about. I'm going to bring that up closer to the end of the show today, but you need to tune in for that. I mean, I'm telling you, the course of human history will forever be shaped by next week's episode number 3 of the Eric No podcast. It's going to be huge. But anyways, enough on that for right now. I want to talk about a specific experience that I had a couple of years back. The reason why I want to talk about this experience is for many reasons. A lot of my listeners are younger men, younger women that really don't know a lot about life. Not that I know a lot about life, but this one particular incident hopefully will bring some clarity to the world of young people as they navigate their way through a beginning of life filled with various hormones and nasty parts of the human body that should never see the light of day. I'm disgusted by the human body. It's a disgusting pile of crap. You have earwax. You have duty. You have snot, semen, blood. People who say that the human body is some magnificent, beautiful thing are crazy. They're nuts. There's nothing beautiful about it. Well, there's something beautiful about my body, but the vast majority of human bodies are disgusting. Hair and moles and pimples and scratches. The human body is a disgusting thing. It really is a cesspool of grossness. But anyways, I want to talk about the specific thing that happened to me a couple of years ago. It's not a bad thing. It's interesting. It's fun. It's funny. Blah, blah, blah. What happened was is I was in a little town in, I believe it's north of Vegas. It's either north of Vegas, south of Vegas, east of Vegas, or west of Vegas. I can't really remember. It's about an hour outside of Vegas. This town is known as Pahrump. Now, what is so unique about the town of Pahrump? I will tell you what is unique about the town of Pahrump. It is home to two, count them, two brothels. Brothels are known otherwise as whorehouses. People of the lower class refer to them as whorehouses. People of the higher class refer to them as brothels. I will refer to them as whorehouses because I am low class. Now, I went to this whorehouse, and it wasn't just me that went to the whorehouse. I went with a friend, close friend of mine, who it wasn't just me and him. I went with him, his grandmother. I'm going to say that again. My friend and his grandmother, as well as my friend's aunt. So it was me, my friend, my friend's grandmother, and my aunt. My friend's aunt. We decided to take a tour of the whorehouse because being young people like me and my friend in our 20s, we needed to see this. There was an obligation on our part to visit the whorehouse. We were determined to go into the whorehouse. We did not solicit any of the whore's services, and I'll tell you why. The very first whore that we saw, I'm sorry, Lady of the Evening. That's the proper way to refer to whores, ladies of the evening. Ladies of ill repute, sinners. But anyways, this is unbelievable. I don't understand how some of these places stay in business. The reason why I say I don't know how some of these places stay in business has to do with the fact of that you walk in there and the tour guide, the whore guide, we're going to call her the whore guide, had the body of a sumo wrestler and the face of a seasoned heavyweight boxer, I shit you not. This woman was grotesque, and she was like the star of the whorehouse. She looked like, to be quite honest, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the woman with the droopy eye on who speaks for Donald Trump at the press conferences. I'm not going to get political. I'm just saying that that's what this woman looked like. And she was apparently some sort of world-class whore. I'm sorry, Lady of the Evening. And so she's showing us around, and it was essentially a family outing because this is a very close friend of mine, and I call his grandmother, and his aunt, my aunt, blah, blah. So it was like a family outing at the whorehouse. And so as we're taking a tour of the whorehouse, she was showing us various themed rooms of the whorehouse, of the brothel. And, you know, you had your traditional sort of safari themed room. You had ancient Rome. You had my personal favorite, which was the BDSM dungeon with whips and chains and cages. It was a blast. Again, I didn't actually solicit any services from the whores, but the ladies of the evening. But I did enjoy being there with my friend and his grandmother and aunt. However, as we're in the torture chamber, the dungeon, it was a dark, dimly lit room with, like I previously said, whips, chains, cage. There was an actual cage. There was like a small little cage that you would put a dog in. So you know, what kind of stuff that people are into is strange. There was this one particular aspect of this room that really stood out, and it was this chair, this black leather chair with spikes and these protruding sharp objects. They were not. It was like the Iron Maiden, but just a chair. It looked like something that Ozzy Osbourne would own, or somebody who's part of the Church of Satan, or something along those lines. My friend tells me, "Yo, Eric, yo, bro, go sit in that chair. And me being the nitwit that I am, I rush over to the chair and I start to plop my big fat ass down on the chair. Immediately, here's a life lesson right here, by the way. I had rushed to judgment about the whore, the lady of the evening, that she's low class, she doesn't care about anything but money, she's only out for her own self-interest, blah, blah, blah. But this woman saved me from a terrible, terrible situation. The situation was, as soon as I put my ass down on the chair, it was about half an inch from the chair. Actually, it was about a hair away from the chair. My ass was about a hair's width away from making contact, with what is going to be, what it was, one of the most disgusting things I ever heard. This chair, the use of this chair, the lady, she says, don't sit. I said, why? Why not? I got to relax my legs. She goes, you don't want to sit there. So what do you mean you don't want to sit there? She says, this chair right here, I'm not making a voice for this woman because she actually sounded a lot like me. In fact, she had a deeper voice than me, and I think she had more testosterone coursing through her veins than I do. But anyways, the chair, she says, this is what the chair is for. What we do is we get a guy, we place a dildo on the chair. We have the guy take his pants off. He sits on the dildo. Dildo, for those of you who don't know, is a fake penis. Why anybody would want one, I don't know. Looks like a little miniature, like a baton that a cop would use. Sometimes they come in different colors. Black. Black is the large one. White is the medium one. And yellow is the smallest. And so she says, we put a dildo here and we have the guy sit on it. Then what we do next is we jerk the guy off. So not only do you get to sit on a dildo in the Iron Maiden chair, the Black Sabbath chair, whatever you want to call it, you get to get jerked off by a guy, by a girl who looks like a guy built like a sumo wrestler with a boxer's face. It was one of the weirdest situations, because let me explain to you this again. I was in this dungeon with sex shit all over the place. There were cages and whips and all types of nonsense. And I'm there with my fucking friend's grandmother and his aunt. His grandmother and his aunt. Lovely people. I love them. I'm not critical of them, but it was just a little odd. And the reason why I think it's necessary to explain this story is twofold. One, you could fulfill all your wildest dreams at a whorehouse. All the fantasies that you've ever had at a whorehouse. You could be locked in a goddamn cage for God knows how long and get jerked off by a big fat chick, when an ugly, ugly obese fat chick who looks like she's been in quite a few boxing matches, while a big fat dildo is up your ass. And I also wanted to say that the lady was my savior. She saved me from what would certainly have been a lifetime of AIDS-related treatments, because I don't think that place was sanitary. There's no way that they're using a new dildo each time. I don't believe it. I saw it. It was disgusting. It they didn't clean it from the last time it was used. It had brown spots on it. That's disgusting, I know. But look, I want to be as graphic as possible, because this is real life we're talking about. This isn't the goddamn Barney Hour. I'm speaking real to you right now, as I have a major headache, migraine-style headache. As I said previously, I'm a little under the weather. But I have to produce this content every Thursday. I'm recording it on a Wednesday, but it will be put on the airwaves, on the internet, on Thursday, tomorrow. So this whore, lady of the evening, I should stop referring to her as a whore. It's demeaning. It's commensurate to referring to a black person as the N-word, or a little person as a midget. Notice you can say midget, but you can't say the N-word. I don't want to get into the reasons, but they're obvious. I'm not afraid of midgets. Now, this lady saved me. She's my hero. And if you're listening to this podcast anywhere, I want to thank you. I don't want to see you in person. You grossed me out. But I want to thank you for saving my ass, literally. You're my hero. Now, as we come to the end of today's show, I want to, again, apologize for the lack of content, the lack of structure, and the disgusting story. However, next week, I'm going to get into a little bit of this with you right now. It's not a spoiler, but next week is going to be world-changing. Why world-changing, you may be asking yourself. Other than it's episode number 3 of the Eric No podcast, and it's going to pretty soon be on iTunes, by the way. Within the next couple of weeks, the show is going to be on iTunes. I am going to make first contact with an extraterrestrial species. You may be asking yourself, how is this possible? How can some nudnik in his bathroom with a USB microphone possibly, how can he possibly have made contact with an extraterrestrial species? And that is something that you're going to have to stay tuned for. You're going to have to listen in next week. Download. Give me a nice rating. Rating, yes. Give me a nice rating, a 5-star rating. And I will go in. This is going to be a live interaction. I don't know what's going to happen because I've never actually spoken to this creature before. I just know it where it can be done, and it will be done next Saturday. Excuse me, next Thursday that will be uploaded, and it will be a live interview. Live for me. It's going to be, you're going to have to download it. But it's going to be so much fucking fun, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, because I don't know what's going to happen. Who the hell knows what this thing, if this is a peaceful alien, if this is an alien who wants to create world destruction, I don't know. But I guarantee you that will be fun. So tune in next week for the Eric No podcast. God bless you. Shalom. Asalut. I'm out, bitches.